Daddles, The Story of a Plain Hound Dog by Ruth Sawyer. Narrated by Stark Wilson. Chapter 1.
Peterkin and I loved Daddles, just terribly. We thought those 2 summers he belonged to us the very best we ever had. Peterkin was 11 that first summer, and I was 8. And it all began with egg trouble. It is a funny thing about families and dogs. Either they belong to each other, or they don't. If you asked Peterkin and me, and Daddles, we would all have said we belong to each other. But if you asked the Munros, the meanest, dirtiest, and most shiftless family in Haddock Harbor, they would have said he was their hound dog. If dogs belong to the whole family, they usually belong to the grown-ups. That was the way in our family. We always had a dog. There was a lad, a collie, and McJimsy, an Irish setter, and Rover, a St. Bernard. There were others, and all of them belonged to our parents or our older brothers. Peterkin and I tried our best to claim them as ours. We threw sticks or old tennis balls for them to retrieve. We tried coaxing them along when we went on errands for Mother or when we went adventuring. We even tried to smuggle them into our rooms at night. But they would have none of us. We just didn't mean turnips to them. Peterkin and I dreadfully wanted to have a dog of our own. We always had luck with strays, all mongrels without collars and often with ragged bits of rope around their necks. They would follow us home. With Joe's help, we would feed them a good dinner. We would scratch them, hug them, throw balls for them, but Mother would never let them stay more than one night. After a good breakfast, we had to chase them up the lane and not let them come back. They never did. The summer, before I was 8, we found a perfectly elegant stray. He began by being Airedale and ended up by being Spaniel. We just took to each other. But that night, a skunk came along to forage in our garbage can. By that time, having a good dinner and lots of romping together, the dog thought he belonged to us. So, of course, he protected us. He lit right into that skunk. Peterkin and I joined in, and it ended with a free-for-all. The skunk...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?